There is somewhere you are meant to be. It is here, now, in this moment. There is a gift right under your nose and fragrant wine in your glass, gleaming red as the most precious rubies. To be here now, you must pass through the keyhole. But your head will tell you this is not possible unless the door is unlocked, even though your body is passing through the keyhole of that locked door into the endless world beyond. Leave your mind to be in its struggles for a moment. Without you laying witness to it, your mind will become like the dog howling for his master's return, even as he steps out the front door. Frustrated temporarily, he will chew on some shoes, then fall asleep peacefully until his master returns. So leave your mind trusting, chewing a little, until you are truly through the keyhole when it can rest. Leave it be. Instead, come dance with me. This oracle brings you a message. You are at the point of growth where your mind can hold you back rather than urge you forward. If you have, like so many, used your mind to support you, to shore up your sense of self in the world and to gain a sense of certainty about how the world works, then this is no easy leap. It will seem as though you are being asked to pass through the keyhole. Of course, your mind will stop and argue for all the reasons why the door should be opened instead of remaining closed, making the task seem so much harder than it needs to be. But this is the mind in resistance. Don't place too much stock in the claims that life should be other than it is. You are being asked to dance rather than understand, to lay the thoughts to rest and to come alive. It is the bravest, most trusting soul that dares put the mind to one side and say, "Tonight we dance, my heart and I, in the great rousing music of the beloved's beating heart, and I will not miss one step." And to awaken the next day and do that all over again, and again, and again. You are ready, you see, sweet soul dancer. You are ready to live beyond what you know, to have it not matter if you don't understand how life can work itself out, or how it could be that someone so normal and ordinary as you and I could also be so magnificent, wild, and divine. The need for answers and plans, assurances and explanations, is passing out of your world now. You are not to wait for permission, for explanation, or even for another dance partner, for I am already inviting you on to the great dance floor. You are to let go of any stigma around not knowing. When someone asks you what you are going to do next, or how you are going to manage, you are given this divine mandate. With relish, reveal the truth. I do not know. Know nothing and dance, sweet soul, for all will unveil itself to you in perfect harmony and timing. Your heart shall create the steps in response to the music of the spheres, happening now, alive and spontaneous and free. This oracle brings you a special message. If there is an issue, apparently unsolvable or unknowable, in your life now, the divine is handling it. The divine is in the middle of it, working through the knot and unraveling it. Fear not. Do the sacred ritual and give yourself permission to take the night off from worry. Repeat this heavenly prescription daily as needed. Sacred honoring ritual. Say aloud, I give my heart permission to lead this dance. I give my mind some time off. No more worry or doubt, planning or resisting. Instead, I surrender. Instead, I open. Instead, I allow. I allow. I allow. And all unfolds with perfection, divine timing, and the miracle of grace. With Rumi as my sole witness, so be it. You have completed your honoring ritual.